Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. I'm myself, Alana. I'm here with Kyle and Tira. And today we're going to chat about how to get this, get the sex you want. I don't like that word.
No.
How to have the sex you want. How to, yeah. How to get the sex you want. But a little bit. Anyways, let's start with the review. Title was The Best, 5 stars. I've been listening since episode 1, and I've enjoyed the development, insightfulness, caring, and love you have dedicated to grow your channel. We'll listen to 100 more if you're so inclined.
Aww.
Simply one of the best podcasts there is. You're all astonishing. From the house husband.
Wow, episode 1. Good for you. That's dedication.
Yeah. Those episodes are they're still so great, but it's
a long time ago.
Yep.
And yes, we'll do 100 more.
Mm-hmm. The verse for today is 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, why don't we share what prompted this episode? Do you remember the message we got prompted this? Okay.
So I was doing the questions. I was taking questions on a Thursday.
Yeah, last week because I was away.
Yeah. Yep. And someone was saying, oh, I wish I had the exact wording. I should have thought to pull it up. But essentially, she would really enjoy more rougher sex with her husband. She would find it was really gentle, but she was wanting something a bit more, rough and passionate. But how would she ask for it? How would she bring that up to him? Mm. And so that I brought that up, and I was like, I think I screenshotted it and put it in our group chat. I was like, hey, we should chat about this. This is a great question. I don't know if I actually answered it in the stories. I think I did. Anyways. So, but we were like wanting to go more in depth into like, okay. We talked about the different types of sex. And so if the sex you're having is not the sex, if you would like a different type of sex, how do you ask for it? And how do you go about having that conversation well with your spouse? So that's kind of what prompted this.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. No, I think you nailed it. That was exactly it. And it's good because even like every week I do a Q&A, it's always, how do I get my spouse to blank? How do I get my wife to be more blank? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, that phrasing is not a good way to start that conversation, which I think is probably the first point. Like, be mindful of the phrasing that you're using, right? Don't come across demanding. Don't come across in a way that is, I don't know, what's like.
Yeah.
Just be sensitive to the fact that this might or probably is the first time your spouse is hearing this, right? So be sensitive.
We never have sex like this. Why don't you ever try and do this? Don't be accusatory.
Yeah, yeah. So something like, it would be really hot, or there's something I'd love to try with you. Are you open to discussing it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Leaves room for, hey, we're going to do this together when we're both comfortable.
Yeah.
And it's going to be unifying for the both of us. It's going to help our sex life.
And it might not be a thing that you do all the time, but you just want to try it.
Yeah. And maybe it'll turn into something you do all the time, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to try it. And then, to bring it up again, be sensitive, be understanding, show compassion, and phrase it more like, we love questions, right? Phrase it as a question. Don't say, hey, I want to, do this position with you. No, hey, I've really been thinking about this position lately and I'd love to try it with you. Mm-hmm. Would you be open to that?
Yeah.
I think even just thinking of it as being a team player.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Whatever question you are, this is affecting both of us. Yep. It's not just me asking you to sacrifice and do something for me. Like, how can you word it that it shows that you are thinking about both of you together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Another thing to be mindful of when you're trying to like ask for something when it comes to just something in the bedroom in general is knowing when to ask.
Yeah.
So whether it's you know, if you're in the heat of the moment and you're having sex and you're saying something like go faster or go harder or
touch me here.
Yeah, a little to the right, or you know, like in like those light instructions in the moment, totally okay. Yeah. Versus like if it's something you have never tried before and you're just like go upside down, or you know, or like do oral sex, or you like, not that you maybe word it like that, but just something that you maybe requires more conversation. Yeah. This conversation should be happening outside of that bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
prior to this moment.
As a general rule, if it's a first time thing,
yeah,
conversation beforehand, not during sex.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, I mean, yeah, no, that's still.
I mean, to like maybe there is some things that like in the moment, in the moment where totally, it just fits way better.
Yeah.
And you
it'll be like in a specific moment, in a specific way that you've already connected prior. Like there's a lot of things going into it before. And and if you are nervous, say so. So we call this meta communication, right? It's communication about the communication. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling like nervous to ask the question, then state that. Say, hey, babe, I feel a little nervous and uncomfortable asking this, but I really like to talk about this. It feels a little weird for me to ask this. I was thinking, could we try this tonight? What do you think? So by doing that, it's putting your spouse not in a defensive position right away. Mm-hmm. You know, they know that you're coming at it with already a soft heart, which I think is much easier to receive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're the spouse receiving this and you're like, you know what? I have never
receiving
thought.
Like if you're the question, if the question is being asked of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you are the one receiving that, it's okay to say, you know what? I've never thought about that, but yeah, I'm open to that. And then when that time comes, you can say, you know what? I'm nervous about this. This is something we've never done. And I'm nervous, but I'm willing to give it a shot, right? That just sets the mood for tenderness and care and slow down and all that stuff to set it up for more success or at least potential success.
Yeah.
Don't take no personally. So obviously we can feel that sting of rejection really easily if you want to, you bring something up and they say no. But we also need our spouse to feel comfortable and safe with whatever it is that we're suggesting.
Yeah.
So if you propose something and they say no, you could always follow up with the, okay, is this just a no for right now, a no for today?
Yeah.
Or, you know, a hard no. It just opens the door to the conversation.
Yeah. And I love having that yes for today. I mean, no for today or, you know, for the future, because then that, it does also set the expectations so that you're not always wondering like, well, should I ask again?
Yeah. And I just lost my thought.
But I think too, you could always be like, okay, like, yeah, we don't have to do it today. Would you like, could you give me a reason why? Or you don't want to be like, well, tell me why. You don't want to be pointy about it, obviously, but just like, oh, I'd love to actually hear your heart on that. Like, what about it makes you uncomfortable? Or can you share a little bit more into why you?
I remember my thought. One of you said something that made me think of this, but if your spouse does end up doing that thing after they've said no, whether it's out of guilt or duty or obligation, it's not going to fulfill whatever desire you had in asking that question in the first place, right? Whenever you get what you want out of guilt or duty or obligation or whatever it is, it's almost never going to satisfy that expectation because your spouse's heart isn't fully in it like yours is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not worth it. Mm-hmm. So wait until you get that enthusiastic yes.
Yeah.
This next one is really interesting. I was listening to another podcast and they talked about this and I thought it was super interesting, but be the spouse your spouse desires. So if your attitude, your actions, your words, if they're not representative of the person that your spouse fell in love with or loves, you are not going to, you're unlikely to get the response to your advances that you're hoping for. So the example, this was a men's podcast. So it was directed at husbands. So they said, if you're a husband who, for example, doesn't help around the home, you aren't leading your family well, you don't make sure, you don't make church a priority, you don't have a strong faith or a relationship with the Lord, you play video games all the time, you never plan date night, you're always distracted when your wife wants to talk, you're never home to spend time with the kids, your wife isn't going to be turned on by you because you are not being a man that is desirable. You're being a man that can be seen as lazy, a child, exactly, yeah. Exactly. So I think this is a, if you're a man listening to this and you feel called out, I guess, like, I'm happy that you feel that way, because maybe this is the kick in the pants that you need. And if you've been feeling like your sex life isn't what you want it to be, maybe it's time to look in the mirror. Maybe it's you. You just aren't being a man that is desirable to want to have sex with. And we can apply this on the flip side, right? If you are a wife who, if you're always nagging, if you never encourage your husband or say positive things, if you are always on your phone when he's trying to talk to you, if you are, you know, spending money frivolously, or I learned a new word this week, licentiously, which is like the opposite of legalistic. So like uber freely or uber liberally. Your husband is not going to be turned on by you. Because there's a lot of women, right, in our Facebook group, in our DMs, that are like, hey, my husband never pursues me. My husband never desires me anymore. He's lost interest in me. Well, are you a wife who is desirable?
Yeah.
Right? Are you being a desirable person to your spouse? And if you're not, again, maybe this is the kick in the pants that you need. Okay, I need to make some changes. And, you know, this... I'm talking to myself here too, because I've definitely been this guy where I'm like, you know what? I'm being a little lazy here. I'm not doing these things. I'm not encouraging my wife. I'm not helping out as much as I should be. And it definitely does play out in the bedroom. So it is a good call and reminder. And this is where, you know, accountability can come in to be really helpful. If you are humble enough to receive this, and not get defensive and go to your mentor or your men's group or your community group or your life group or whatever and say, hey, you know what? I've noticed that I'm being this way. Here are the changes that I want to make. Can you follow up with me in a couple of days or in a week or whatever and say, hey, how are these things going?
Actionable. Like, these are the changes I want to make.
Like my men's group right now, one of our goals this year is to read the Bible more. So every day in our group chat, we send in, like, right now we're in Romans. So like Romans 11, check mark, here are my takeaways. And it's, as soon as I see one of those texts come in, I'm like, shoot, I haven't read today. I don't want to be the guy that's lagging behind. Okay, I'm going to go read my Bible. So it's really good for accountability. So find that in your life. Find that accountability. And again, it can be really easy to hear this and get defensive, but I encourage you to find humility and ask your spouse, hey, am I being a spouse that is desirable to you? And if not, what changes can I make?
Yeah.
I think that right there is like, wow, how humble to be able to go to your spouse and ask that.
And be able to like accept whatever they say. And not try and be defensive about it or talk your way out of it or, oh, but no, but I think, but
excuses.
Tough pill to swallow.
And then, of course, like, after all these things, if you've done all these things and conversations just aren't going anywhere and you're feeling frustrated because it's all you feel like you've tried everything, this is where it would be good to maybe consider a therapist to come and help you facilitate those conversations, where both you and your spouse are together and you have a third party, where you can dig a little deeper as to why things aren't changing and aren't being received.
And like I said before, if you're at the point where you are considering outside help, or you're at the point where it's like, okay, we need professional help, prioritize it. Right? Prioritize it in your budget, prioritize it in your time, prioritize it however you need to say, this is important enough to us that it is going to the top of our priority list. behind, you know, God, spouse, you know, it's going where it should be on the priority list. Mm-hmm. And especially financially, because we hear all the time from people, mm-hmm. oh, I can't afford it. Some of you mm-hmm. can't afford not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if this is where you're at and things are dire and you are lost, make this a priority. And you know what? Reach out to your church. Reach out yep. to your pastor. Yeah. They'll probably offer some sort of counseling in your church. And if it's probably free or very reasonably priced. And mm-hmm. again, if you have to go outside, yeah, it's going to cost you some money, but it might just save your marriage.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Okay. I'll pray. Okay. God, thank you for everyone listening. Thank you for their marriages, whether they're in a really, really great place right now or a really, really poor place right now. We ask that each marriage would really feel your presence in their marriage and just be reminded that you care about them. You care about them. You care about their hearts. You care about mm-hmm. their marriages. You care about their sex life. You care about every part of their being. Mm-hmm. And we want couples to have great sex. We want every person to be having the sex that they want. And we ask for humility for couples mm-hmm. that, or for individuals that really just felt humbled by this episode, that they mm-hmm. would go to their spouse, and whether it's, you know, confession or repentance or whatever it is, but that this would be a day of the start of redemption and yeah. turnaround in their marriages. So thank you that you love us. Thank you that you never stop pursuing us, and would we never stop pursuing you. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.